WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Show right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me as always is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman Sir Rockin'. We are here, we are live, and we are talking all things Monday Night Raw, and I just have one question. To which he's not going to answer because he's doing producery type producer things. That question is, who the hell's music is this? I haven't heard it in so long. And the dude that's associated with it, and the shiny pretty that he has, where are they? I mean, it's like, who are they? I haven't seen this in so long. Does anybody know who they were? Anybody? Oh, right. Right. Universal title. That's what it looks like. And that's the Universal Champion, Brock Lesnar. Been a minute since we've seen you, Brock. Just a minute. I know it's not entirely your fault, but been a minute. Out comes Brock with Paul Heyman to open Monday Night Raw. And, well, they come down to the ring, and Paul immediately goes for Samoa Joe's soul. He's just a little pissed about last week. Paul rants and raves and does the one thing that I think we've all been waiting for Paul to do, which is he brings up the Samoan dynasty and how there's one Samoan who is not a part of that dynasty, and that is Samoa Joe.
Wait, he's not?
And he basically calls Samoa Joe the red-headed stepchild of the Samoan dynasty. I kid you not. That's basically what he did.
Yeah, pretty much. That is what he did. He legit did that. And he also called, Paul Heyman also called Brock Lesnar the greatest problem solver of them all. Which, you know, he is. And, you know, since Joe put his hands on Paul, Joe became a problem. And now Brock is going to deal with that problem.
I'm pretty sure Joe was a problem before he ever put his hands on Paul, but okay, Paul.
He respected Joe, and now Joe disrespected Paul, and now he must die at the hands of the beast incarnate Brock Lesnar.
I think Samoa Joe's going to have a few things to say about that.
Tonight wasn't about speaking for Joe. Fist. Fist and kicks and everything like that. So Joe comes out. Also, before Joe came out, Heyman said that he could never get the coquina clutch on Brock Lesnar. So Joe came out. He goes face to face with Brock Lesnar. Paul, like, got out of the ring really fast. Joe started with the headbutt. They brawled. Brock tries to take him down in the corner. Security comes out. Security gets beat up. Wrestlers come down, including our new favorite wrestler, Homeless Bo Dallas.
Oh my God, Bo, what the hell? You look like you've been sleeping under a bridge for 2 years. I love you, honey. I really do, but what the crap? What happened to you?
He became homeless. He's Homeless Bo Dallas.
Somebody help him.
It's just who he is. Kurt came down and said, here, guys, come on, bring him up. So all the wrestlers broke him up. Good start to Monday Night Raw.
A really, really strong start to this. I loved everything about this. This was exactly what this feud needed, where it's like you had Joe come out, or you had Brock come out, you had Paul talk crap like Paul always does, and then Joe comes down to the ring. Joe doesn't care. Joe's just like, I'm just going to beat a bitch, and that's exactly what he does. And the two just get in this massive fight. Like, there's no mincing of words. There's no nothing. It's just like two dudes beating the crap out of each other and the entire locker room, pretty much, minus the main eventers' empties, to break this up. And this was just, this was perfect.
As I'm reading this recap, and they point out, so remember how Joe and Kurt started? It all started with a headbutt.
It did all start with a headbutt.
Just saying. So,
and you know, Kurt was standing there watching that going, I'm so glad that's not me right now.
And then part of him was like, I could do that. I could fight them.
Yeah, and he's like, part of me really wants it to be.
Can we make this a three-way? Can I get involved?
I can go. I can partake in fisticuffs, too.
Clear me, Vince. Clear me.
Clear me, Vince. Vince is like, no.
Samson sung a song, got interrupted by Ambrose. They had a match. Samson's singing sucks. I think that's the point. But when he gets in the ring, he's average. He's solid. He gets some good heat.
I'm waiting for, like, he's getting really good crowd reactions, but I'm waiting for them to do just a little bit more with Samson. Like, I like him, but I want them to start to do just a little bit more with him and progress him just a little bit.
It's slowly getting there.
They're working on it.
They are indeed working on it. Miz came out for a distraction. The Samsonator, Elias Samson, I don't know why I'm calling it that, wins. Beats Dean Ambrose in the middle of the ring with the crossroads?
Looks like it. Swinging neckbreaker.
So there was that. We had the Goldust video. Same old. The Golden Age is back. I mean, the promos are fine. Goldust promos are fine. The R-Truth ones suck.
I need them to come together and I need them to fight.
They will upgrade Balls of Fire without
I cannot wait that long. I'm sorry. I can't. Can we just, like, get this done?
It's only 4 more weeks. Also, the Great Balls of Fire logo is we're at version 4.
It got neutered.
It got neutered. They took care of its thing.
The best match on the entire show for Great Balls of Fire will be the WWE graphics department versus that damn logo. Because they keep having to change it. Like, almost every week it's been a new logo.
There's been 4 versions of it. It's like as many versions as Matt Hardy.
It's terrible. I feel so bad for the graphics department because I feel like after every week they get this email like, no, the logo's still not right. Fix it.
Like, the original logo really sucked. Then they came up with the logo. At least it was like a fireball of some sort. And then the pay-per-view, they put out the one with the balls and the thing. And now they just murdered the thing and now it's just balls.
Like, there's some poor graphic designer somewhere in Stamford, Connecticut that's, like, in tears because they're sick of revising this damn logo and they just want them to use it. You know that's the case.
Is it July whatever, 8th?
Or yeah, they're, like, counting down the days till that pay-per-view.
Or 11th, whatever the pay-per-view is. July 9th. Yeah, July 9th is the pay-per-view. Anyway, Angle was upset with Miz. He was not going to do anything to Ambrose. Told Miz to do something about it. Also, Miz and Maurice are still not seeing eye to eye.
They're having difficulties.
This week's What Is Up With Kurt Angle's Personal Problems came up when Miz brought up Angle's personal problems. So there you go. Okay. I'm going to combine these two segments because, seriously, the ring crew deserves A-plus effort, but they probably hate the people in the back. So
they deserve a race!
Cedric and Noam Dar are talking backstage, and Alicia's on the phone. And they're yelling and they're arguing, yada yada yada. Then, during Dar's entrance, she's on the phone the entire time, and the phone apparently now talks. They had the Tyler Breeze phone, and she was screaming on the phone the entire time. The match listed on this recap was 7 seconds. They went
legit
purple for 7 seconds of actual in-ring action. 7 seconds. But wait, there's more. They did a segment. It was supposed to be Rich Swann versus Neville. The match never happened. Neville attacked Swann, put him in the rings of Saturn, beat him down. Then he was a very unhappy king, you know. He heard about Akira Tozawa and told him to watch himself. So they cut. They've changed it basically for a 3-minute promo and a 7-second match. Why? What was the point?
Yeah, this. I mean, it was cool at first, but now it's like borderline ridiculous. If you're gonna do it like that, it's fine if you keep the lighting and you keep everything else. Like, you're changing the ring skirts. That's one thing, but at the same time, it's just, yeah, I think this is kind of run its course in terms of changing the mat and changing the ropes and all this for ridiculously short segments.
It's pointless. It's stupid. Again, this is a good plan I can have about it, but it's like, you don't need to change the colors for the Cruiserweights. It makes them really look minor league, especially when the match is 7 seconds long.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. It really kind of is, because you sit there and this is all you think about is the poor ring crew that you know are sitting just outside of camera shot, completely and utterly breathless, because they just had to change the ring really quick, and now they have to go back and they have to do it again.
They had a video next week, or a video hyping next week's show, for Roman Reigns. He's going to make a SummerSlam announcement for SummerSlam next week. Roman's just bypassing Great Balls of Fire. He's focused on SummerSlam. So, there can only be one announcement he can make that makes logical sense. And he wants the shot at the Universal title. If it's anything else, then why is he making an announcement for SummerSlam?
Because he's Roman Reigns.
What's he going to do? I challenge Finn Balor to a match at SummerSlam?
He could.
But why does it need a special hype?
Because he's Roman Reigns? I'm more wondering why he's focused on SummerSlam and not Great Balls of Fire.
Because Brock's already in a match at Great Balls of Fire.
But you would think, because he doesn't really have a match, and he doesn't really have a feud for that pay-per-view, and that's what they're building to right now, that, you know, they would kind of sort of have him focus on that instead of on SummerSlam. So basically what you're telling me is that for the next two pay-per-views, Roman's not going to be on them?
One?
I thought there were two in between.
SmackDown has Battleground.
Oh, that's right. So SmackDown has two, Raw has one. You know, for the next pay-per-view, you know, Roman doesn't have a match. He's not going to be on the show because he's focused on SummerSlam, unless he comes out and he costs Joe the match, which I would not advise doing at all.
I would not advise my client to do that, no.
But yeah, so it just seems a little ridiculous that they're like, he's going to make a SummerSlam announcement. It's like, shouldn't he be more worried about Great Balls of Fire, because that's in 2 weeks?
Yeah. Speaking of videos that we've seen, they had a hype video for the return of the free agent John Cena on July 4th. The free agent John Cena.
So I thought he was on SmackDown. I thought he got drafted to SmackDown.
He is, but they're calling him the free agent John Cena. Maybe his SmackDown contract came up. So, he could be jumping between shows. The only way Omega could... he doesn't have John Cena. You have John Cena.
Yeah, I have John Cena.
He had John Cena, I think. Never mind Team Positivity. I was trying to give him points, but
hey, I could get double the points!
You could get double the points with John Cena appearing on two different shows.
Hey!
Did you know the world is coming to an end?
It is for somebody.
Because he's here. Bray Wyatt told us the world's coming to an end, and he made his way down to the ring. He said those who deny him will be judged, and those who sit in apathy will pay for their guilt. And he said something to the effect of, don't say anything bad about my name. I forget the phrase. If you talk
those that blaspheme my name shall be punished.
There you go, yeah.
And he said it with all the malice in his heart. That man has not had a good day.
Yeah, okay. If you thought it was directed at Seth Rollins, I would think twice. But then again, it could all be about Seth Rollins.
I think it's all... We're going to work on under the assumption it's all about Seth Rollins right now.
If you take his name in vain, you will fall.
Oh, he's had such a bad day. That poor Bray. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
I'm just saying, it's...
He cut a really strong promo about Seth, and it was full of malice and anger and angst and, you know, that growling, sort of mincing on words that Bray Wyatt does. He's so good at. Just, yeah.
Rob, it was, go ahead.
You know, it was such a nice promo. And then Seth showed up.
Talk
in
about-
his obscenely tight skinny jeans. And I mean obscenely tight. Like, do they make a relaxed fit of skinny jean? Because I feel like he needs that.
No, I don't think those exist.
For his manly things. Because that can't be healthy.
No, it's not.
Just saying. You know, anyway. So yeah, Seth basically comes out and he's like, wait, so you attacked me because I called you a bunch of names? Like, it's that easy to get under your skin? Really? Seriously? And Bray's like, no, that's not what happened. And essentially, one thing led to another, insults were thrown. This is going to be the sass fest to end all sass fests. I can already feel it. And basically, Seth ends up calling Bray a coward. He challenges Bray, and Bray's like, yeah, no, not feeling it. Peace out. And he teleports out of the ring and backstage.
My power is more than you can possibly fathom. Is what his quote was. He vanished and then talked on the screen for a minute. He said, Seth was able to slay a king, but gods live forever. Run. Good stuff. Good start of the feud.
I like Bray and Seth's chemistry. They've always had really good good chemistry together. Because, again, it's like, Seth isn't necessarily buying Bray's crap, but he's a good balance for Bray.
And the way it felt like, it's not just, oh my god, it feels like it's going to be a longer than a one match thing.
I hope so.
But we'll see. Hardys are ready for their tag team title match tonight. They are ready to reclaim their belts. Basically what they said. Kalisto and Apollo Crews had a match. Kirito Sal was reluctantly sitting in the crowd watching. Apollo Crews won. They all took a selfie. Kirito Sal was like, I don't want to be here. Please don't help. They're holding me hostage.
His face on the selfie is priceless. Somebody help poor Kirito Sal. Please. He needs help.
The Miz wanted Heath Slater to be in his entourage. Rhino was eating cheese and crackers. The Miz said that Slater had already had a partner. Miz said he wasn't talking to Rhino. Miz said he made Slater a star in Marine 5. Miz told Slater all he has to do was ask if he wanted a job. Slater said that he wanted to be Intercontinental Champion when he was growing up. Miz told him that he would make sure that he gets an IC title shot someday if he joined him. Rhino did not like it. Rhino told Miz to find a partner because they would have a tag match tonight. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll finish with that. So they had a match. It was Heath Slater and Rhino versus The Miz and a partner. The partner was The Bear.
Somebody called Daniel Bryan. There's a bear!
There's a bear. A bear is on the loose. And this man was a big bear. And if you wanted bear puns, you watch this match.
They hit every bear pun they possibly could in this match.
The Bear is Pauling Slater. Barely legal, but legal. He actually put on a bear hug. And like Miz had enough, he beats up his partner, figuring it's Ambrose. And I kept telling Lindsay, that's not Ambrose. It wasn't originally Ambrose. He unmasked him. It wasn't Dean. Miz goes back in the ring. The Bear's back. And about 5 inches shorter. And amazingly, it was Ambrose. The Bear took down Slayer with dirty deeds. Then hit one on Miz. After Maurice got accidentally knocked off the apron, she sold her ass pain. And then Dean put Slater on top of Miz. He, Slater, and Rhino beat Miz and the bear suit, which was Dean Ambrose. So, for Omega, he lost not one, but 2 matches because Dean Ambrose.
Hashtag the plan.
Hashtag the plan. And he wanted points for the bear. He wanted the points. So we gave him the points for the bear.
You're cruel.
He asked, was I supposed to say no?
You usually do.
But he was revealed. We always said, if he's revealed under a mask, if someone's revealed, you get the points for that person.
These just happen to be negative.
These just happen to be negative. It's not like Mickey James points, these just happen to be negative. Anyway, backing up a little bit. Raw Women's Champion Alexa Bliss was in the ring. She complained that she was forced to have a title match. Keyword forced. But she had no obligations this week. She said she was talking about the Money in the Bank match on Sunday. Nia Jax came out, who took offense to what Alexa was saying, and Alexa did her best to backpedal into everything, and she was trying to blame it on Mickey and Dana. Mickey and Dana came out and basically, you know, threw her under the bus, saying, you said we had a Nia Jax problem, and everything like that. Then she was trying to call Dana Brooke disgruntled, and Mickey was looking for the spotlight. Emma returned and said the spotlight belongs on her because she's back. She's ready to take her rightful spot on top of the women's division. Alexa laughed and told Nia, look at all these people trying to take their spotlight. And Sasha came out and told Bliss that being a champ means you are the best day in and day out. And if you want to run your mouth every week, but you want to run your mouth every week instead. And then we had a 6-women tag team match after they brawled. It was Sasha, Mickey, and Dana versus Alexa, Emma, and Nia. Alexa had enough. She walked out and watched her team lose.
Alexa, honey. Corner. I thought the segment was great. It was like Alexa's trying so hard to apologize to her girlfriend who's about ready to kill her for something.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people keep coming out and interrupting her, and she's like, God damn it, can I just get this over with?
Right.
And the match was good.
It was only 3 minutes, but it was fine.
It was fine. But I mean, it's like, Alexa, honey, help your team. You know, go team go. Remember that? Yay? Okay.
Corey Graves was interviewing Bailey. He brought up her inability to get extreme, but she said she's not here to put people in hospitals or put bruises on their bodies. She's here to put smiles on people's faces. She said the person in the fantasy is her, and she won't change who she is. She said she will always continue to be Bailey, and she said she has a list of goals, and the one goal is to be the best ever. And she wants to come back to New Orleans as the Raw Women's Champion for WrestleMania. And, yeah. She said that she wanted to talk to WrestleMania in New Orleans as champion to send a message to fans and little girls that dreams can come true. She then asked choreographed for a hug, who accepted.
A very awkward hug.
Yeah. He also said, I need a cigarette.
When did he say that? I didn't hear that.
That's what it says in the recap. I don't remember saying it, but that's what the recap said.
Maybe the reviewer needs a cigarette.
Maybe. But it was a cringeworthy hug. All right. Here's the thing with the thing. They're trying to bring the... I was telling Lindsay that it's like they need to bring the innocence back. Bailey, and I started trying with this promo. Part of me thinks, oh my God, they're going to turn her heel.
Please don't do that. Please don't turn Bailey heel. Don't.
The awkward hug thing made me think maybe she's gonna go, they're gonna turn her heel.
I think it was more because it was Graves.
Maybe.
And Graves was trying to do it in character because if you actually watch to the very end of the promo, they both laugh.
Yeah.
Because I think they thought the cameras were got off or they didn't cut it off, and so it's like Bailey looks at Graves and you can tell Graves just laughs and Bailey laughs.
Oh yeah. I just hope it's not a heel turn.
I hope not, because honestly, no. I don't want heel Bailey. Heel Bailey, that doesn't work. She needs to be all sunshine and rainbows and light.
Oh, yeah. So, like, go ahead.
At least for the little bit.
Oh my God, Big Cass is down. Oh no, he's down. Who attacked him? Oh my God, there's the revival. Casually in the background. But Cass, this week, he wants to fight, and he goes to the match against Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. He's stumbling and bumbling all around and fumbling and everything like that. And he basically looks like he has a concussion as he's fighting in the ring. Enzo gets the tag. He runs wild for a while. Then they just kick his ass. He goes for a tag. Cass is down. So he has to still fight some more. So his offensive maneuver is already done. He can't keep, you know, can't tag Big Cass.
He can't go for his finisher, which is tagging in Big Cass.
So the magic killer on Enzo. They continue to beat him down. Big Show makes a save. And now we have the awkward love triangle between Cass, Enzo, and Big Show.
All right. I'm just going to say this right now. I've already had one awkward love triangle for the week, and it's only Monday. I can't have a second one. So, y'all, this is a no. Straighten this crap out. Because if they do Enzo and Cass like they did Gargano and Ciampa, I'm getting in the car and I'm driving to Connecticut. Because honestly, no. I can't have two of those.
Enzo questioned why Big Show has been here for 2 weeks and always can't have his back, thinking like you're going to replace him. Big Show called Cass S-A-W-F-T. Soft.
Shots fired.
Samoa Joe was interviewed backstage, who said it was about the actions, not the words. Joe talked about what he did at Heyman last week, and then said Lesnar let everyone know that it's his house when he opened the show. Joe said his response was to let Lesnar know and feel the man he will be going to battle with at Great Balls of Fire. Joe said Brock Lesnar, he'll lock in the Kikina Clutch, put him to sleep, and become the new Universal Champion.
Get it, Joe. Get it. Do the thing.
Then we had our main event for the Raw Tag Team Titles. 2 out of 3 falls. Sheamus and Cesaro defend against Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy. The Hardy Boys, quick in like a minute, Sheamus hit a bro kick as Hardy was hanging for the first fall. Come back from break, the Hardys get the second fall. After a twist of fate. Third fall was better, because I actually had some time. And then they got double counted out. We had a couple near finishes. Nice running uppercut by Cesaro, with the Hardy hanging on a rope.
That was so pretty. So pretty.
Jeff hit the Swanton 2 count. Then they started brawling, and it felt very anticlimactic, with it ending in a double count out. But you know that it had to, because they're going to do one more match. Probably Great Balls of Fire.
Yup, this is more, okay, we're going to burn the obligatory rematch, and because there was no finish to this, well, we're going to go for one more in 2 weeks.
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
We actually get some time.
Yeah, but we have money in the bank.
I know, but I'm saying for Raw, we have some time. It gives us the 1 week to do the 5-year show of the rack.
How considerate of them.
I know, right? They were very considerate. This was a solid Raw, wasn't the greatest Raw, wasn't the worst Raw. It opened good, you set up feuds, and you move things forward, but if I was a fan who likes basketball, once the Bray Wyatt Seth Rollins stuff happened, I would have went, clicker, go to ABC.
Yeah, I mean, I think they understood what they were up against in the NBA Finals, so it's like, okay, we're going to hit our big points in the beginning, in the middle, and the end, and then we're just going to sort of move it along. The show didn't have a lot of drag, which was good, but really the last hour was just kind of sort of the last hour. It was there. They didn't do much because NBA Finals. In terms of the Bray Wyatt, Seth Rollins stuff, who knew they had more in common than anybody ever thought? So,
which we'll talk about Thursday.
Oh yes, we're talking all about the Bray Wyatt deal on Thursday. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more information, because stuff is slowly trickling out of that. We're going to be talking Money in the Bank. We all have news, notes, Tweet of the Week, NXT, SmackDown, so much more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social medias. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show. Another place you can follow The Rack Radio Show accounts is WTR Sims, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll maybe Tim's casting in his obligatory rematch for the WTR Championship, and so much more. It's WTR Sims tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We did Saturday night, midnight edition. Another just a super weird, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go check back and listen to the archive from last week. We did DC characters. We're doing something this week. I forget what we're doing. It's on the schedule. I don't feel like finding it. So tune in, Super Radio Saturday Night Midnight, for another Great of the Great Debate. Super Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob when Celebrity Dies. Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, right after Money Back, the review show. 11 p.m. Eastern, right here, WildTalkRadio.com, at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and the Twitter. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show. Live, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
Follow me on Twitter at Lynn Sword, LynnSWRD, and go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnSword, same as the Twitters.
And Golden State are going to be your NBA champion. So this has been the Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Garrick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.